Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit yourwealthadvisormcg.com. By GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store. Western New York's favorite place to shop.
Hey, Sean McDermott joining us on a Western Hotline. Good morning, Sean. It's Howard and Jeremy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Before we get to football, so Ralph Krueger had a day off last Saturday. He and his wife went shopping and decided to take in a movie. What did you do for your bye week? Did you get to know your family again? Did you have family time?
Yeah, you know, that shopping and a movie sounds pretty good, at least the movie part for me. But we didn't get to a movie. We thought about it. But we had a chance to catch up as a family and for me to be a husband and a dad, which is great, get some things done around the house at the same time.
I know you gave the players a week off, and I'm sure getting that time off in football season can really re-energize people. What did you do, and what was the staff's plan? Did you also have your coaches get away for some time?
Well, we started off the week here making sure we did our due diligence and evaluated our team, both positives and some things we need to work on, and then we did get away. It was good, like I said, to kind of refresh and reset and spend some time just at home doing some things. We haven't had a day off since when training camp started, so it was good to get away a little bit.
Do you take a moment when you're thinking about not having any days off since training camp that now that you're back in it, no more days off until, I mean, who knows when? You know, you kind of go to an indefinite end here, hoping to make the playoffs and seeing how far things can go.
Yeah, that's real, Jeremy. That's the grind part of it, week to week, and that's where you really break it down and how we do it is staying focused internally on what we're doing and in our process and just taking these games one week at a time.
Sean, when it comes to self-scouting, I was curious, as you think about your offense or look back on what you've seen from the offense in the first five games of the season, two-part question, let's start with where you see the growth or improvement in your offense so far?
Well, I think we've been able to move the ball and then play well at critical moments of the game overall. And then, where I think we have to continue to grow is the continuity piece, which leads to scoring points. Hopefully, that's one of the areas that we need to continue to grow in is time on task together. We're a little bit defensively ahead of where we are offensively, just from the continuity piece, which again leads to execution and understanding and playing fast and playing productive football. So we'll continue to build it offensively and special teams and in the hopes of continuing to score points.
What's that, the continuity and being able to get to that point, like as you said, where you are on defense, is it frustrating? What's the process like? Is it incremental improvement on a game-by-game basis? Is it slow? Is it fast? What's it like as you try and develop that from the offensive side of the football?
Yeah, I think the key word there is understanding, for me even, right, from a leadership standpoint, from a head coach standpoint, is understanding that we've got to continue to build a good, strong foundation the right way on both of those phases, offensively and special teams, and in order to get to where we're trying to get to this year, next year, and the year after, as we continue to grow and try and play better each week, not only on offense and special teams, but also as an overall team, defense included here. So that's the goal every year is to get stronger by the game, and as the season grows and wears on, that your team continues to evolve from one game to the next.
I feel like with defense, if you sat down and started to pop the tapes and be like, yep, we're good, but I'm going to guess you didn't do that. So your defense is playing at a very high level, but coaches are perfectionists. Are there areas that you and Leslie Frazier have talked about with the guys on that side of the ball to say, hey, you know what, you can do this better?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we look at it and we try and find things, and there's plenty out there. There's plenty of things we need to continue to work on, and starting with fundamentals, starting with our operation defensively, and then the vision for where we're trying to go as a defense. How do we take? We're always looking at how we can take another step. How we can find 6 more inches within each play for each one of our players, and then making sure we're putting the players in the right position. And so we've done good things defensively. We're off to a good start. Like I said before, it's important that we continue to evolve.
We had Lorenzo Alexander on the show yesterday, Sean, and we were talking to him about Tremaine Edmonds, because Lorenzo was on with us at camp. And even back then, he was just raving about how much better Edmonds looks, you could tell, and what he's going to do in year two. And he brought up how quickly he's playing, the command of the huddle, some of the communication he's able to get done really quickly as opposed to a year ago. I may have just answered your question, actually, the question to you. But what are some of the things you are seeing, and do you think Edmonds has made noticeable strides just from year one to year two?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you said the right answer.
Sorry about that. I should have just shut up and asked the question.
That's all right. We can do this the whole time if you'd like.
No. I said that.
No, what's he better at,
Sean?
No, he's better, Howard. He's better at with the command of the huddle, playing faster. And really, I thought the last probably 2 weeks, I've seen the light come on even more for Tremaine, starting with the Patriots game and then again at Tennessee, where he seems to be playing faster, recognizing things quicker, and then starting to really show his true personality, which he's a reserved young man to begin with, and so it's nice to see that he's getting comfortable to the point that he's really starting to show what only a few people have seen.
I'm curious, because you look at this defense, and there isn't really like one guy, like you would say, is really the linchpin. You're getting contributions across the board. The defenses that you've been around in your pro career, Carolina, Philadelphia, the better defenses that you've been around, has that typically been the case, or had there been a Luke Kuechly? Had there been like a stud player or two that was really a linchpin of that unit?
Well, I think we've had good players, and that's where it has to start, right? I'm a lot better coach with good players than I am without, and so that's number one. Any coach that suggests otherwise is not being honest or straightforward. So, I mean, having said that, I believe it's what you do with what you've got. That's what coaches do. Whether you've got a talented team, how much better do you make them, or you have a team that's not as talented as need be, and you make them better. And that's what a good coach does. That's what a good teacher does. And he sets a vision and then has a plan to help the team, in this case the defense, accomplish that vision. So that's what we do as coaches, and that's what we do as mentors.
We're with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, Western Hotline. It looks like you're going to get a couple guys back on offense on Sunday. Let's start with Devin Singletary. Is it trending in the direction of him playing? Let's start there.
It is at this point. You know, I'll know a little bit more today after practice. Again, with the nature of the injury, with hamstring injuries, it's usually day-to-day or rep-to-rep, so we'll see how he looks today.
In the limited time you saw him in the first almost two games, what did you see from Singletary? What do you think he can bring back to your offense if he does return to the lineup on Sunday?
Yeah, he brings just a little bit of a different skill set to the table than, say, what Frank does or what TJ does or Sonoris now. So, which is good. And, you know, what he brings is the ability in the run and the pass game. Not that the other guys don't. He's a young player that's going to continue to grow and get better. He's a great respect for the game and his teammates in terms of earning things and wanting to go about his business the right way. And I think you saw some of that just by the way he plays and the way he handles himself in between plays. So, I was impressed by the way he handled the injury. He stayed around all bye week, had a chance to go home, and decided to stay to get himself more right to hopefully go this week to help us out.
The other guy would be Tyler Kroft. At this point, does it look like he'll be able to play and make his Bills debut on Sunday?
Yeah, again, same situation as Devin. Both were out a considerable amount of time, so we're taking a cautious approach at this point and getting him integrated back into what we're doing and how we're doing it. And we'll take today and take another look and see what he can give us possibly Sunday.
When he plays, whether it's this Sunday or whenever he does play, when you look at his skill set, Sean, what do you think that will add to your offense?
Well, Howard, I think he's a good football player, right? He's extremely tough. Um, You know, he wants it. He puts in the time during the week, even to watch him in the training room for the amount of time he was in the training room. The hard part about that is when you're in the training room, you're a little bit separate from the team, and there's an emotional and mental piece to that of overcoming that kind of just off on your own deal. And so he's done a tremendous job of remaining mentally tough and focused on the goal.
Is there a, you know, when it comes to Josh Allen, in terms of chemistry, what about that? I mean, he's been practicing with Tyler Kroft, not much because he got hurt when he first got here, but in recent weeks he's had a chance to practice with him. Is there still a growing portion or whatever, growing stage that Josh would have to go through when Kroft does play?
Yeah, exactly, Howard. You're right. That's the continuity piece. That's where that comes in of execution and executing at a high level where when you haven't been around each other for more than X amount of months, or in this case, basically a couple weeks with Tyler, that you're able to, you know, continue to grow and build a good foundation, and then you can go out there and execute at a high level. So the more time that these guys have with each other, the better. We have had some injuries, and in this case with Tyler, some of the other players, and so it's just time on task, and that I'm confident will continue to grow the more time we have around one another.
Before I let you go, one of the other guys I know fans would want me to ask about is Duke Williams. Fans were excited to see him play, get into the lineup. He had a touchdown catch, handful of catches, got a lot of snaps. So what role do you envision Duke playing in your offense going forward through the rest of the season?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. He had one game and one good game, and there's some other pieces of the game within that game, though, that he needs to improve on, and he's a young player that needs to continue to take it one week at a time, one game at a time, and he also has to understand that the more he plays, the more film is going to be out there on him, and so people will have a more of an awareness in terms of how to defend him, how to attack him, and so that's where the evolution of a player, an individual player, comes into play. And I'm confident that Duke will continue to grow, and we love his toughness. We love his personality in terms of what he brings, kind of the energy, that dog, if you will, to our football team.
Seems like everybody loves him. after that game and after that touchdown, he had so many guys in the locker room talking about him and that, just that moment for him, how, you know, the road that he's taken.
Yeah, it was special. Special to see, again, referring to his journey, Jeremy, that a lot of people, some people know the story and some people probably don't, but just incredible odds that he's been able to overcome through his life and adversity, and I'm sure he's learned a lot from it, and he shared some of that with the team a few months ago, and I think that really endeared himself to his teammates by opening up, being vulnerable, and being real, quite honestly.
And the last guy I want to ask you about, I know you missed a couple games with injuries, but what's happened to Robert Foster in this offense? 3 targets, no catches in the time that he's been out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, another young player that had some success last year. He had a journey on his own just within one season last year where he started off on a little lower on the ladder, if you will, and then he climbed, and that was really his own doing. And so right now, you know, he's been hurt a little bit, and we'll see what he's able to do this week. He's had a good week of practice, and so we're hoping he's on the climb back to where he was last year and really exceeding what he did last year. And that's, you know, that's up to Robert in terms of taking ownership of that and responsibility and then continuing to do what he can do for us on and off the field.
Is he doing the work that needs to be done? I know last year there were a couple guys you thought, you know, maybe they were new to the NFL setting and it was kind of a wake-up call. Is he putting in the effort that needs to be put in?
Yeah, and that's what these young guys do. They, you know, every year it's a little bit different, just like I mentioned with Duke. And that's where, as young players, you have to understand that sometimes early success doesn't necessarily mean long-term success and real success. So for him, it's, hey, how do I continue to grow? How do I continue to evolve and continue to be a professional on and off the field so that as the team grows, I grow with it.
Well, as always, Sean, we appreciate you giving us some time on the show, and good luck on Sunday against the Dolphins.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.